Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Training Camp 2020 Locked and Loaded is presented by Mountain High Appliance. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Come on, feel the noise.
You remember it. Avs fans, a few years ago.
We'll get wild.
It was either a playoff game or it was a late in the season matinee game.
So you think I gotta leave my mind.
One of the suites facing out towards the rink.
Yeah.
Was vacant, and they set up like a little sound stage in there, and there was Quiet Riot. Belting out their hits in between periods.
Did they just play this song on a loop?
Mental health. Bang your head.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know any other. Yeah, I was never a big hair band anyhow, but, you know, this was always on any. Yeah, you walked into an establishment in college, and you could pretty rest assured that they were going to play The Cure and Quiet Riot.
That's right. That's right.
All right, hey, I got something for you.
All right, so it isn't just me Friday, by the way, where we give you a chance to get stuff off your chest, hot sports opinions, hot sports takes, on the RamosLaw.com text line 303-713-1043. Go ahead.
Well, Austin, and I don't ever read the text line, but the text line is up because I think this is Sandy's deal, a computer in here in the hot box, and he left it on, and Austin says,
bow chicka bow wow.
Yeah, is it just me or the Avs winning the cup? I'm putting money on it. And I thought, man, if you had to put some money, because you think about where we are right now, like we've had this unbelievable pandemic, we start these sports again, and we've got three teams playing as well as any three teams in
their sports
in any city, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, if you had to put a amount of money that mattered to you. And here were the parameters. Avs win the cup. Nuggets make it out of the second round of the playoffs. Or the Rockies get in the playoffs. Which one are you putting money on?
Ooh.
Those are your three choices.
And it's basically even odds, right? All the odds are even.
Yeah, all the odds are even. You either the Cubs, the Avs win the cup. The Nuggets get out of the second round.
Right. Get to the Western Conference Finals.
Western Conference Finals. Or the Rockies get in the playoffs.
Okay. Let me work backwards. Third option would be the Nuggets getting to the Western Conference Finals.
Agreed. That would be mine too.
I mean, I get all the talk about Michael Porter Jr. and Bol Bol, but what's becoming the story right now is when will Gary Harris, Will Barton, and Jamal Murray be back? They got four games left before the playoffs, and these guys are still MIA.
Mm-hmm.
That's now the story. It's not Michael Porter Jr. and what his role is for the playoffs or even Bol Bol. It's these three guys. Where are they? And what are they going to look like when they come back? And how quickly can they get conditioned and get ready for the playoffs? That would be number three. Number two. See, that's tough. You're putting it all on the Avs to win the cup.
Right.
How about to get to the Stanley Cup Finals? Or are you going all the way win the cup?
Well, I did it based on this texture.
Oh,
saying I'm putting money
all right,
on
then
the
I
Avs
would,
win
then
the
I
cup.
Would say Avs win the cup, number two.
Right.
Because that's such a, you know, talk about ultimate pass-fail type thing.
Right.
And then I go Rockies. So out of those three, I'd say best option is the Rockies making the playoffs. Yes.
Okay, let me change the parameters. What if it was the Avs get to the Stanley Cup Finals? I still put that.
That's still number two.
Yeah, I would still put that. I think the Rockies right now, as currently constructed, I think that's an easy bet.
Yeah.
Expanded playoffs, right? They're 9-3 right now. You know, so they've played, what is that, 9, 10, 11, 12 games in a 60-game season.
Is it just me, or would it be so 2020 that one of our teams actually wins a world championship and we can't have a parade? Boy, would that be 2020 in a nutshell, huh?
Well, I mean, why can't we have a parade?
Well, not your traditional parade.
Why?
You really think that we're going to have a million people Come on down, City Park. Here we go. 500,000 people. Do you remember the scenes from the Broncos parade?
No, they're supposed to have 250,000 people at Sturgis this weekend.
Yeah. And you think that's a great idea?
No, I think it's a horrible idea. Okay. But I mean,
that's what I'm saying. It will not. That would be our. It'd be a good problem to have, but that would be. Wouldn't that be so 2020 that?
Yeah.
One of our teams breaks through and wins a championship, and we can't celebrate it.
Could you socially distance a parade? Put all those little stickers like X's all over the place where you stand.
I don't know if you could. But I would call on Mayor Hancock and all the officials to make it happen.
Right. Herbie Hancock.
Okay.
Doy. Yeah.
I don't know if you could, but you better damn well try.
You got to postpone it until there's a vaccine or whatever, until next spring. It'd be really cool. It still would be. I don't care. It'd be really cool.
I'd love to try it. I'd love to see what it would look like. Be one for the ages, that's for sure.
It would be, man. It would be so. Oh, what if we got? I mean, this is just. What if we got multiple champions?
Don't tease me.
What if the Avs?
Don't tease me.
The Avs
and the Rockies
went to Avs went to the Stanley Cup Finals. The Rockies went to the World Series.
Don't tease me like that.
Can you imagine?
Can I imagine? No, I can't. That's so out of my realm of imagination. But wow, that'd be cool. Just give me one.
Be great.
Just give me one. And then let's try to throw one heck of a parade. What do you say? All right, with Is It Just Me Friday as we kick off the hour. Got Four Down Territory coming up at 7:30. Don't forget, question mark at 8. It's all coming up next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Yeah, you say you weren't really into the hair bands.
Yeah, no.
But maybe this could be our hair band theme song for this young, dynamic, exciting Broncos offense.
Yes. Yes.
Youth gone wild.
I'm sure they were playing this in Cleveland last year before the season started.
Oh, man. Wah. Turn that up. All right. From Rich on this, Is It Just Me? Is it just me? Hasn't it been nice that you guys are drinking the purple Kool-Aid today and passing on the Chiefs punch?
Ugh.
And we haven't said anything nice about Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs today.
No, it's been nice.
But if we did...
Showtime!
But if we did...
I mean, it speaks volumes to this team and, like, how much heart and determination that we have.
Phenomena. We'd be obligated to play this if we actually said something nice about the Chiefs today.
Yeah, which we haven't.
No. So this is just a bonus for you.
This is just a bonus.
Hey,
it doesn't put a smile on your face.
Yeah, it does put it. Hey, but Ben, do you have, how does Mike feel about Elway?
Oh, geez.
I hate Elway with my heart.
Wow. That escalated quickly.
You hot snot, you.
That wasn't very nice.
Oh, I'm going to have that. We'll always have that. We'll always have that.
I hate Elway with my heart.
Here's one from a different John. Evans can't hate Elway with his heart. He has a cow heart. Cows love everything.
Oh.
Just saying. Just had my 2-year anniversary, by the way.
Of your cow valve?
Of my cow valve. Heart surgery. Just a couple days ago, 2 years.
Wow. That's been 2 years ago.
2 years already.
That I brought you cookies in the hospital.
You brought me cookies in the hospital. Here I am. I'm literally, like, not even 48 hours removed from having my chest cracked open. I'm sitting there. Mark comes to visit. Very nice of him. But he brings cookies.
Yeah.
That Mrs. S made.
Uh-huh.
And a combination of the fact that Mark Schlereth is on the wing and the cookies, there's like five or six people coming to my room. Nobody's checking on me. Nobody's asking me how I'm feeling. The guys are starstruck at Mark. The women are, well, starstruck at Mark. And everyone's,
hey,
and everyone's eating the cookies.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm like, I'm over here. Hello.
That's right. Time to change the catheter again.
Please stop.
I was just joking, kind of.
Did not have the catheter.
2 years.
2 years ago.
That's amazing it's been that.
I know. And you know how I celebrated today? I ate a sausage McMuffin.
That's right.
The sausage.
You worked that. You worked that. You worked that new valve.
That's right.
You don't.
Diabetes.
I don't know.
I don't know why.
Why that's so funny.
Why that just cracks me up so much.
I was just joking, kind of.
Diabetes. It's not
funny.
It's not funny, but it's hilarious.
It's just... Wilfred Brimley did a lot of great things. Rest in peace, the king. I just don't know if I'll ever think of anything but that when I think of him.
Diabetes.
He's so rich.
I don't know why. Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Good one.
What's going on?
I know. Sorry. It's Friday. Come on. What do you expect from us on a Friday?
What'd you think about Reisner's press conference talking about don't really care about going to Pro Bowls, want to create a winning culture here,
First of all, I think that's great. I think if you are looking, if you could tell me that 5 years from now the Broncos are back on top as a great NFL team, there's no doubt that Dalton Reisner is one of your five or six just core guys.
Right.
Not only as a player, but as a leader. He grew up here. He's a local. You could tell he really embraces the idea of being a Bronco. And he's everything you want. He's homegrown.
Mm-hmm.
He's turned into a really good player. He's active in the community. He's a great representative of the Denver Broncos, what you want a Bronco to look like, which probably means that when his contract up is, he'll get the Justin Simmons treatment too. I don't get that. Guys like Justin Simmons, they're blueprint guys. If you're an organization, you hold this guy up as the poster child.
You should.
Right?
You should. This way you do it here.
Right.
You do it like this, you're going to be rewarded.
Right.
And you reward those guys early. You don't let them get the franchise situation. You reward them early. You spend a little bit extra money early so that you can save money late. And you reward them and say, this is what happens in our franchise if you do things the right way. Not just, you're proactive, you're not reactive. Too much reactive nature to this organization when it comes to their young players.
Will we get to that same point with Dalton Reisner?
Cortland Sutton? Bradley Chubb? I mean, at what point? Okay, if you would have taken care a year ago when you had the opportunity of Justin Simmons, you know you could be working on or planning for this offseason? You could be planning on Cortland Sutton. But you know what you have to plan on now this offseason? Justin Simmons, depending on how he plays.
Yeah.
and Cortland Sutton. Are you going to do anything with Cortland Sutton? Like, these are the things that when you become, when you aren't proactive and you have a tough time for whatever reason, whatever the reason is, you have a tough time essentially identifying and then pulling the trigger, you know, identifying the guy and saying, this is what we're going to do long term. Then you keep getting into these franchise tag situations. I mean, didn't it happen with DT, didn't happen with Vaughn, hasn't it happened with your young, good players? You've all let them get to franchise tag?
Vaughn's the only guy that's gotten a second contract.
Well, Demary's got.
Wasn't a John pick?
Yeah, well, not. Okay, only. Yes.
Just of John's picks.
Of John's picks, yes. Correct.
Correct. Okay. Sorry, that Wilford Brimley. I got the giggles right now. Usually it's you going off the rails quicker on a Friday. I don't know. That just got me going.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to recover. We'll see. Check back in. Four down territory. See if I get my game back. Four down territory next.
I want Mason Roy help.
This is four down territory.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Pound it, launch it, and bring the funk.
Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah. You just don't flop it out there and expect to perform like that.
On Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan. First down.
Graham Glasgow, he's awesome, man. He's a character. I'm going to learn so much from Graham in terms of leadership. You know, he's already trying to... He's already mentoring me in terms of how to handle myself in the off season with workouts and stretching and massaging. And I'm going to learn a lot from that guy. He's a great player. He's going to be a great mediator for the group. He's going to be a great leader. I'm excited to lead right next to him. I'm really, really excited to learn a lot from him.
There he is, the cooler.
Yeah.
Dalton Risner talking about his relationship with Graham Glasgow.
Did you notice, by the way, did you notice him say, I mean, should we read anything into him saying, maybe, Ben, you can, maybe I'm the only person that heard this, playing right next to him.
Oh. Well, the only way already, the only way that would happen.
One of two things could happen. Play that again really quick, Ben.
Graham Glasgow, he's awesome, man. He's a character. I'm going to learn so much from Graham in terms of leadership. You know, he's already trying to. He's already mentoring me in terms of how to handle myself in the off season with workouts and stretching and massaging. And I'm going to learn a lot from that guy. He's a great player. He's going to be a great mediator for the group. He's going to be a great leader. I'm excited to lead right next to him. I'm really excited to learn a lot from him.
Lead. Yeah, I thought he said okay. Be right. Lead.
Boy, you're right. I thought you were like breaking some news that Dalton Risner was going to be moved to right tackle.
That's what I thought I heard there. Lead right next to him. I thought he said lead right next to him.
Sorry, Hans, wrong guess.
Yeah. All right.
What about the idea of moving Dalton Risner to right tackle?
Oh, I think it's a good idea. I think it...
Wait a minute. You think he's going to be a 10-time Pro Bowler at left guard?
Who thinks he's going to be a 10-time?
The Broncos do.
Yeah. No, they don't. But...
James Palmer from the NFL Network, who seems to be pretty locked in over there, said that's how they feel.
Well, good. I'm glad they feel that way.
Somebody must have said it to them.
Yeah. They also feel like Garrett Bowles played better, and Juwan and Vic Fangio calling what's his head soft didn't have anything to do with him opting out. Yeah, but that's
wow. He's now become what's his name?
That's fantasy, Juwan James. I mean, if we're doing fantasy, if we're going to continue with fantasy land over there, how does Mike Evans feel about John Elway?
I hate Elway with my heart.
Next in four down territory.
Second down.
You know, with Bryce, man, Bryce was there all year last year. Obviously, he had a lot of rehab and different things that he had to go through, but, man, he was in our meeting rooms. I went to Bryce consistently last year asking him. I mean, he's been a part of this defense his whole career. So I'm like, hey, the safeties in Chicago, like, what were they looking at for this? And what were you looking at as a nickel? So, I don't think Bryce is too far off from, you know, what we've already kind of established here in Denver.
Justin Simmons talking about Bryce Callahan, who I believe Bryce Callahan is one of the two or three biggest X factors for this entire season. You give me a healthy Bryce Callahan, his knowledge of this Vic Fangio defense, his smarts that were on display when we did our fan film break room breakdown of him. This guy could be nails in the slot for this defense. And when we had Cecil on about an hour ago, both of you were poo-pooing my idea that the Broncos are absolutely a top 10 defense. Cecil said his goal was for them to be 16th. Mark, do you realize that last year the Broncos defense was 10th? And even the year before that, they were 11th. So,
Tenth where?
In scoring defense.
Well,
last time I checked, points score, points allowed is kind of what the game's all about.
You've been consistent on score. Okay, I will give
you that.
I've always been consistent on scoring. Right.
I've always
but
thought
a
it was
top a ten. A top ten defense is not, the category is not scoring.
Well, I've always thought that was bogus, that total offense and total defense is based on yards.
Yeah, it's the
and
total
not points.
Well, points can come from a lot of places, Mike.
Yeah, but yards is also a fungible statistic as well.
Fungible?
Fungible.
What is fungible?
Look it up.
Really?
Be your word of the day.
Fungible.
Fungible. Means you can kind of
squeeze it.
Squeeze it, knead it, pliable, manipulate it.
Why is it fun? It's fun to make up numbers.
Do you remember Plato?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
True? Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
With Plato?
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
Who didn't?
Next in
delicious.
Next in four-down territory.
Down. Oh, the guys have worked really hard, and it's been fun getting to know the receiver position. There's a lot of, obviously, none of the guys I've played with. You know, Gronk's the only guy I've really played with, so I know what he can do. And it's really up to everybody to go out there and earn their role.
There he is, Tom Brady, saying that it's been challenging, but a fun challenge, to try to learn a new playbook. Are you surprised that Tom Brady's having to adjust more to Bruce Arians than the other way around?
I love Tom Brady!
No, I think that's part of, like I said, concepts are the same. So it's just a matter of learning terminology and the nuance of those concepts. They're all coached a little bit different, right? So, but you know, that's the exciting part of coming to a new team, new terminology, new stuff, new people, new, like everything is new. It's exciting. Like, you love it when you get a new car, that new car smell, right? You love the newness of it. Eventually it wears off. And again, it's just football when that happens. But I love that. I love that aspect of, I mean, when I came here to Denver, dude, I couldn't tell you how excited I was to be out of where I just was, some of the dysfunction that was going on, and to get a new lease on life, a new opportunity, a new chance. You know, start over kind of quote-unquote from scratch. That was good. It was really good.
Yeah, but I would think I'd prefer, what, I'm running the same offense for 20 years? This is a play that I've literally run thousands of times in practices and games. I think I'd prefer that than, ooh, this is new. It's fun. It's exciting.
Well, but here's what I'm telling you. In Washington, our tight zone play was 40-50 gut. That's what it's called, 40-50 gut. In Denver, you know what that same exact play was called? 14-15. Handoff. So, I mean, there's a different terminology, but it's the exact same play. So, most of it is really transferable.
Next in four-down territory.
Fourth down.
It was great. We had eight strong years together, and I wouldn't be the type of pass rusher that I am today without Derek Wolfe. But I have, you know, Jarrell Casey here with me now, and I have to take advantage of that. I have to take advantage of his knowledge. You know, today we were just walking through some stuff, and I can already feel it. I can already feel how effective we'll be together, and I'm excited to go out there and practice. I'm excited to get in pass. I'm excited to play, and I'm excited to lead with Jarrell Casey. He's a great guy.
Vaughn's excited. I'm excited about this defense. And further proof, theathletic.com Yes. Ranked all 32 defenses in the NFL, and they had the Broncos at number seven. Seven.
Where did PFF have them ranked?
I don't know.
Who cares?
I'm sure they had them high.
But seventh? Come on, man. Why don't you?
No. I mean, there's question marks.
Sure. Of course there's question marks. Every defense has a question mark.
All right. Well, here's what I would ask you then. Let's go through the defenses. Let's go through the defenses in the AFC. Well, just go through the defenses right now that you think have a chance to be better.
Well, let's make it real easy.
Okay.
Do they have the best, potentially the best defense in the AFC West?
No.
Who are they behind?
Well, they're behind the Chargers.
Okay.
And the best defense the last 6 weeks of the season was the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're returning 10 of 11 starters. The number one defense the last 6 weeks of the season. They're not better than Buffalo. They're not better than the Ravens. What about Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think they could be better than Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm just asking like questions. New England was the number one defense.
Yeah, not now. They lost too many people.
But they were.
They were. One.
Okay. I mean, so you understand we're just talking about the AFC.
Yeah, I get what you're saying about the Chiefs, but how much of that is just the byproduct of what their offense is? Is their defense really that good?
But that's part of it, Mike.
I know. I know it's complimentary, but
yeah, it's part of it.
Wow. See, folks, this is what I'm trying. Really, I am. I'm working on behalf of you, Broncos country. I'm trying to be optimistic, but geez, this unrelenting force of negativity that is Mark Schlereth. This is what I'm up against.
It's not.
Wow. Wow, we got to move along.
it's not negative.
By the way, for those of you who seemingly didn't pick up on it, yes, Mark and I both ate Play-Doh when we were kids. Okay? There you go.
Delicious.
Salty. I actually didn't eat Play-Doh. I thought you were talking about did I ever roll up the brown Play-Doh and make a pile of poo and try to
trick
anybody.
No, you ate Play-Doh.
I did not eat Play-Doh.
Yes, you ate Play-Doh.
Did you eat glue, too?
No, I didn't
eat
glue.
Paste?
I didn't eat paste. But I'll own a little bit.
I didn't eat Play-Doh.
I'll own a little bit of Play-Doh. Yeah, I'll own that. Okay, that'll do it for Four Down Territory. Troy Rank, the birthday boy, joins us coming up next.
Darling, you give love a bad name.
Well, a belated one day. Happy birthday to our man, Troy Rank.
Yeah, happy birthday, Troy.
Let's bring him in, our Denver 7 insider, Colorado Sportscaster of the Year.
Shares a birthday with Mike Greenberg. It was Mike Greenberg's birthday yesterday as well.
Yeah, it was a great day. Thank you, guys. It was absolutely a great day. It's really, I never thought turning 50 would be memorable in a way like that. I thought I would despise it, but it was a great day.
You know whose birthday it is today? Poolside. My father.
Really?
Turns 81 today.
Yeah.
What's he,
a legend.
How's he going to celebrate? Like build a deck or something?
No, he'll bench 300.
Yeah.
For like two reps. 81.
Yeah.
You know,
he can do some burpees
and some sit ups.
He can still, how much can he bench right now?
I bet you he 275.
Yeah.
He could do like free weight reps with 225. He could probably do, I don't know, three or four reps with 225.
At age 81.
At age 81.
That's
awesome.
That's awesome.
He's a freak show.
That's awesome. Troy, both Mark and I agree that the Rockies will be a playoff team, that this start has convinced us. So what about you?
Yeah, I'm not there yet. I got to see them on the road a little longer, but the math's making sense. When you get six games over 500, it allows you in a 60-game season a margin for error that we didn't think they would have. My only caveat is as the season progresses, even in a shortened season, the road can become a factor in a way that's different for them than any other team. where you can have an 0-4 road trip. They're the only team in the history of Major League Baseball that can have a great homestand and go onto the road with no momentum. And so I just got to see going on the road after now having been at Coors Field. Typically early in the season, they play better on the road because the altitude hasn't taken effect. But I love everything about their pitching, and I am here to say they're going to be in it to the end. I have no doubt about that. I just got to see a little bit more on the road. And that's just from me covering it for 15 years. It's not that my pessimism toward this team specifically. It's just historically covering that team every day for 15 years. The road does things to that team that it does to no other team in the history of baseball.
How do you feel about Jairo Diaz being the closer of this team?
I mean, I don't know that I would like to add one more piece. I would like at the deadline to add a piece. If this season goes the way it should, it's an August 31st deadline. I would like to see them add a veteran arm to just give him an insurance blanket. From the stuff standpoint, he's a closer. It's just if you're like you guys were talking, if they're a playoff team and you're going to win in the playoffs, I'd like one more arm, and that's not Wade Davis. That's not him anymore. But can you add one more arm to allow for a little bit of a chance and some wiggle room for Estevez and Diaz? But from a stuff standpoint, I do like it. And I like El Monte. I like Kenley. I like Bard. I like everything about their stuff. I just would like one other guy. In the years they've been good, they had Betancourt. They had Joe Bimel. They had Houston Street. Like, there's just kind of that one key figure that's been there, been in the playoffs, pitched in big games. So I wouldn't mind if they, at the deadline, as we're approaching this now, she's just only 2.5 weeks away, 3 weeks away, add one more veteran arm to get you through the final month of the season and into the playoffs.
Vizio, Troy Rank, Mark and I both agree that the Broncos defense has to be really good this year in order for them to be able to make the playoffs. I believe this is a top 10 defense. Mark doesn't seem to believe that. What do you say?
I believe it's top 10 for sure, but I think to make the playoffs, it might have to flirt with top five. And the way they can flirt with top five is more takeaways, more sacks. And that, it falls in line with Von Miller having a resurgent season. It falls in line with the return of a healthy Bradley Chubb, with Jarrell Casey putting out his sixth Pro Bowl season. And A.J. Bouye's got to play well at corner. Bryce Callahan's got to be healthy. I'm still worried about the other corner spot. I'm more bullish on O.J. Mutia than most. I do think as a rookie, he's going to see significant snaps. He might not start initially, but I think he's going to see significant snaps. But the key is, and I always go back to this, for their defense to be elite, they need to be in tie games or in the lead. Part of the issue with their defense statistically and why they don't get takeaways and why they don't get more sacks is because they're trailing consistently. Teams, Mark knows this, he watches a million hours of film, teams are risk averse. They don't put their quarterback in danger of getting strip sacked if they're up 10-0. They're up 13-3, especially late in the game. So if the offense can stay even to force other teams to take chances, and then you're going to see an elite defense. Remember last year, 8 of the final 12 games, the Broncos defense held opponents to 20 points or less. That was with an offense that was averaging 17 points for 3 of those games and then 21 points under luck. So I think they have the makings of being an elite defense, but they need complementary football for them to get to be elite. That means they need to be in the lead, or they need to be even in more games than they have been the last 3.5 years.
See, this is what I love. I think they can be elite, but we've got questions at cornerback. We've got questions from a coverage standpoint. We've got questions from a complementary standpoint of football with this offense. Can they score? Can they be in those positions? And that's why I say I don't think they're a top 10 defense, because I don't think some of those things are going to come to fruition. Tell me about where you are with this offense right now, where you are with them being able to, in this truncated season, this offseason, without any play time, I guess. Where do you think they are offensively? How are they feeling under Drew Lock and with all the new weapons that they've acquired?
Well, listen, the confidence is there. And the belief in Drew Lock from his teammates, which is important, is there. But you hit on it, Mark. The lack of reps this offseason and no preseason, it's going to lead, in my opinion, to a slow start. And it's just because of the fact that you have a brand-new coordinator whose scheme is just different enough that you need some reps. They're going to have 14 padded practices how many of those are going to be, you know, intense where you feel like you walk away from it going, okay, our offense got significantly better today. And when you don't run your plays against another team, I mean, that's tough. So I think that first month's going to be a bit of a, you know, a bit clumsy. I just think the talent Mark's ultimately going to wear is ultimately going to surface to where they can average 23 points a game and be a playoff team. And I mean, I might be naive in that. And now with, you know, they're going to need Bowles to play better. They're going to need Elijah Wilkinson to be healthy. And they're, I think Pat Shurmur, you and I have talked about Mark, I think he's going to have to tweak his scheme a little bit to chip more and help those right tackles. Cause just to say, hey, this is who we are. These right, these tackles are going to figure it out. We've seen how that works in the past here and it's not pretty. So I think they have to be flexible and adaptable in ways maybe they haven't been because of this short season. But I'm just bullish on the talent. I think it'll eventually wear through where you'll see it because of Drew Lock and the receivers and Noah Fett. They've got, and Melvin Gordon, they have enough talent now to win matchups, which they didn't have in the past. I do believe that first month could be a clumsy.
All right, Troy, enjoy your extended birthday. Take a page out of DeHuff's playbook, okay? DeHuff didn't have just a birthday. He had a birthday week.
That's a good
point. He took the week off for his birthday.
Yeah. So you can go to the zoo one day, you know, make yourself cupcakes the next day.
Yeah.
Right?
Just make every day a birthday day.
Yeah.
For a week.
Set up a waxing appointment, you know, the next day.
Oh, can I ask you one more question?
Oh, go ahead.
Troy, yeah. with this being your birthday and everything, you're known, you're famous for your amazing analogies. You know, he plays Atari in an Xbox world, right? Things like that. You've had some great ones. What is your personal favorite?
Well, my personal favorite that has gotten play on the Fan is Fish on a Bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a line that resulted from watching Paxton Lynch try to take snaps under center, and that he reminded me of a fish on a bicycle, because that was just, you know, I like that one the most. I've been using these forever since in my writing, since literally the early 1990s. And I thought I was funny then. And I learned from Mike Litwin, who's worked for the Rocky Mountain News, he's still around. He told me at one point, it's better to be clever than cute. So I learned as I got older and had better editors that, hey, one line is better than three. And sometimes you don't need any, you know, and that's part of, it's like a comic testing out jokes. But they do come naturally. You know, I watch so much sports and I think in a different way that's stupid and childish at times. So that one would be my favorite one because it resonates with the audience more for some reason.
Well, in honor of Fish on a Bicycle reminding you of Paxton Lynch, our birthday present to you is, congratulations, Troy. You have extended the Paxton Lynch Spirit Campaign.
Be a proud moment.
This
Troy.
Is a first for you.
Yeah.
The Slayerton Evans Paxton Lynch smear campaign, now day number 2035. This one goes to you. Good job, buddy.
Happy birthday.
You guys are strong. I'm going to go bench press and mow the lawn in honor of Mark.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
In honor of poolside. There you go.
Love it.
Hey, D-Mac tried to tell me yesterday my best line was Hall of Fame 5. And I said I took more pleasure in the khaki pants strategy.
Yeah, well,
he claims that I said Hall of Fame 5.
No.
I take credit for that. I said, if you think I said that, whatever, I don't remember that.
No.
You and I, Mike, when I was hosting one summer,
yes,
we were talking the khaki pants strategy away from the averse to the Hall of Fame 5.
Yes.
But they had the guys in the afternoon show, they were a blast yesterday, but I don't take credit for that line.
No.
I was like, wait, what?
No,
confused now.
No, that's mine. All right, Troy, take it easy.
Yeah,
Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Insider, presented by Tranny Law.
You know what Troy is?
And he extended the Paxton Lynch Mirror
campaign. He's more reliable than a DNA test.
Whoa, I like that one. That's a good one.
He dropped that on us the other day.
I like that one, too. That's really good. Okay, this is KKFN, KKFN, HD1, Longmont, Denver.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-4255. 446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.